you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Humbleness. Let's think about how we can be humble. So, because we're celebrating 200 years of Christian education here at Grace United Church of Christ, I thought I'd start with a Dr. Seuss story. This is called Yertle the Turtle. On the faraway island of Salamisond, Yertle the Turtle was king of the pond. A nice little pond, it was clean, it was neat. The water was warm, there was plenty to eat. The turtles had everything turtles might need, and they were all happy, quite happy indeed. They were, until Yertle, the king of them all, decided the kingdom he ruled was too small. I'm ruler, said Yertle, of all that I see, but I don't see enough. That's the trouble with me. With this stone for a throne, I look down on my pond, but I cannot look down on the places beyond. This throne that I sit on is too low down. It ought to be higher, he said with a frown. If I could sit high, how much greater I'd be. What a king I'd be, ruler of all I could see. So Yertle the Turtle King lifted his hand, and Yertle the Turtle King gave a command. He ordered 9 turtles to swim to his stone. And using these turtles, he built a new throne. He made each turtle stand on another one's back, and he piled them up all on a 9 turtle stack. And then Yertle climbed up. He sat down on the pile. What a wonderful view! He could see most a mile. All mine, Yertle yelled. Oh, the things I now rule. I'm king of a cow, and I'm king of a mule. I'm king of a house, and what's more beyond that, I'm king of a blueberry bush and a cat. I'm Yertle the Turtle, oh marvelous me, for I am the ruler of all I can see. And all through that morning he sat there on high, saying over and over, a great king am I. Until long about noon, then he heard a faint sigh. What's that? Snapped the king, and he looked down the stack. He saw at the bottom a turtle named Mac, just part of his throne, and this plain little turtle looked up and he said, beg your pardon, King Yertle. I've pains in my back and my shoulders and knees. How long must we stand here, Your Majesty, please? Silence, the king of the turtles barked back. I'm king and you're only a turtle named Mac. You stay in your place while I sit here and rule. I'm king of a cow, I'm king of a mule. I'm king of a house and a bush and a cat. But that isn't all. I'll do better than that. My throne shall be higher, his royal voice thundered. So pile up more turtles. I want about 200. Turtles, more turtles, he bellowed and brayed. And the turtles way down in the pond were afraid. They trembled, they shook, but they came, they obeyed. From all over the pond, they came swimming by dozens. Whole families of turtles with uncles and cousins. And all of them stepped on the head of poor Mac. One after another, they climbed up the stack. Then Yertle the Turtle was perched up on high. He could see 40 miles from his throne in the sky. Hooray, shouted Yertle. I'm king of the trees. I'm king of the birds, and I'm king of the bees. I'm king of the butterflies, king of the air. And me, ah me, what a throne, what a wonderful chair. I'm Yertle the Turtle, oh marvelous me, for I am the ruler of all I can see. And then again from below, in the great heavy stack, came a groan from that plain little turtle named Mac. Your Majesty, please, I don't like to complain, but down here below, we are feeling great pain. I know up on top you are seeing great things. But down on the bottom, we too should have rights. We turtles can't stand it. Our shells will all crack. Besides, we need food. We are starving, groaned Mac. You hush up your mouth, howled the mighty King Yertle. You've no right to talk to the world's highest turtle. I rule from the clouds, over land, over sea. There's nothing, no, nothing, that's higher than me. But while he was shouting, he saw with surprise that the moon of the evening was starting to rise. Up over his head in the darkening skies, what's that, snorted Yertle. Say, what is that thing that dares to be higher than Yertle the king? I shall not allow it. I'll go higher still. I'll build my throne higher. I can and I will. I'll call some more turtles. I'll stack them to heaven. I need about 5,607. But as Yertle the Turtle King lifted his hand and started to order and give the command, that plain little turtle below in the stack, that plain little turtle whose name was just Mac, decided he'd taken enough, and he had. And that plain little lad got a little bit mad, and that plain little Mac did a plain little thing. He burped. And his burp shook the throne of the king. And Yertle the turtle, the king of the trees, the king of the air and the birds and the bees, the king of the house and the cow and the mule, well, that was the end of Turtle King's rule. For Yertle the king of all the Salamalsand fell off his high throne and fell plunk in the pond. And today, the great Yertle, that marvelous he, is king of the mud. That is all he can see. And the turtles, of course, all the turtles are free. And turtles, and maybe all creatures, should be. You see, sometimes stories tell it best. Who's on your guest list? Why are they on your guest list? Are you King Yertle, trying to get higher and higher and higher and see more? Are you one of the crowd? Are you Mac? See, this whole story is about status. And in God's world, the kingdom of God gives all of us without expecting anything in return. When you invite someone or give a gift or say thank you, if you're expecting somebody in something in return, it's not a gift. But if you're opening yourselves up to God's kingdom and you give, you say thank you, do you do anything without expecting something in return, you're living into God's kingdom. You see, this text for us today is a challenge to take our faith seriously. It's a challenge to be humble and open ourselves up to be God's, to make a difference. When I was growing up, my dad worked at one time for the national offices, and there were always people that were coming to our house. And we just knew, my sisters and I knew, that our rooms were the guest rooms. So whenever somebody came to stay, it was their room. It needed to be clean and presentable. We needed to have things out before they got there. We needed to serve and be part and make the people who were coming feel hospitable. So early on, I was taught what it means to show hospitality. God's kingdom is about showing hospitality. It's not about getting ahead or being the king of all kingdoms. It's about showing hospitality and being humble. Now, school started within the last couple weeks, and I know that in the schools, there's a lot of that status jockeying that goes along. especially if you're a new kid in a new school. Who do you sit with? What's somebody going to say to me on the bus? Is somebody going to even sit with me? So here's some questions I think all of us should consider as we live our daily lives. What would it feel like? What would it be like to invite that person who seems to always be alone to sit with your group? What would it be like to reach out to someone who is very different from you? What would it be like to give up your seat on the bus to someone who was running late or who got on last? What would it be like to stop someone from bullying someone else? What would it be like to put a Facebook post, something kind, to somebody who you've never seen anything kind said about them? What would it be to invite someone that doesn't get invited to the party or to an outing that you invite them? What would it be like to tweet a quote? Maybe verse 13 from today. Do you know what that is? Verse 13? But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. What would it mean that you look out for others? What would it be like if someone asks you why you're doing this and you say, it's because what God wants? Let's not be Yertle the turtle. Let's be part of God's kingdom. Give without expecting anything. Invite without expecting an invitation to come back to you. Share your gifts without thinking that, if I do that, then they'll ask me to do that, and then they'll ask me to do that. Just give. Today, as we celebrate 200 years of Christian education at Grace United Church of Christ, think about someone who knows and shows and lives that humbleness, that humility, that grace that we want to be like. Remember, God's kingdom is about giving without expecting anything in return. Let's be part of God's kingdom. Amen.